There is no question that we are a sue-happy nation. That's why a lot of companies do what appears to be the ridiculous to avoid getting sued. Give you some examples. Check out the directions on a can of Walmart spray disinfectant. There's a graphic instructing the user to spray it away from their face instead of in their face. I kid you not. How about that IHOP commercial? It's not running now, but it's not too long ago since we've seen it. One with the IHOP person standing on the roof throwing a burrito at someone below. At the start of the commercial, there was a bottom of the screen graphic that said, "Do not attempt." Which, by the way, might not be enough to keep IHOP from being sued, because does that mean do not attempt to climb onto the roof of your local IHOP, or do not attempt to throw hot food at people from the roof of your local IHOP? More recently, let's not forget about that door camera commercial with, I guess the character is a former burglar. He's wearing the ski mask in the commercial. You know the guy I'm talking about. Commercial has him falling down the flight of stairs. Bottom of the screen text, "Do not attempt this. We threw a dummy down the stairs. Dummy." Okay, I added that last word. Most recent example, Allstate commercial with the car jumping rope. On the bottom of the screen, yep. "Do not attempt." Want more proof? Let me introduce you, maybe reintroduce you, to Spencer Eldon. I say reintroduce because when he was a baby, he was used in the photo for the cover of Nirvana's album Nevermind. Spencer is suing the band and the estate of Kurt Cobain. Why? Sexual exploitation. Yeah, and after all these years, Eldon just found out that his parents never authorized use of his photo for the album cover. At least that's his claim. Just in case you can't picture it in your mind right now, the album artwork shows Eldon, he was 4 months old at the time, underwater in a swimming pool, his arms reaching out for a dollar bill that's being dangled in front of him from a fishing line. Now, according to the lawsuit, the images exposed Spencer's intimate body parts and lasciviously displayed Spencer's genitals from the time he was an infant to the present day. I had to go look at the cover, too, of the album just to remind myself, and let me put it this way. Eldon should be bragging instead of suing, but I digress. Lawsuit also claims that Nirvana, quote, intentionally commercially marketed Spencer's child pornography and leveraged the shocking nature of his image to promote themselves and their music at his expense. Oh, it actually gets better. Lawsuit also claims that, including the dollar bill, which that was digitally added after the picture of Spencer was taken, makes the baby appear like a sex worker. Back in the real world, the image has been looked at as an artistic statement on capitalism. Turns out Kurt Cobain got the whole idea for the cover after watching a documentary about babies being born underwater. But getting back to Spencer Eldon, Eldon also alleges he suffered a number of lifelong damages as a result of the album cover, including extreme and permanent emotional distress, interference with his normal development and educational process, and medical, along with psychological treatment. He's asking for $150,000 in damages from each of the 15 defendants, as well as I said, the estate of Kurt Cobain. He's also looking for damages from a number of record companies that have been distributing the album since it came out in 1991. Might have been a little mistake, though, because one of the people Spencer suing is Nirvana's original drummer, Chad Channing. Problem is, Channing left the band a year before Nevermind was recorded. By the way, it was a friend of Eldon's parents who asked him if he could take a photo of Spencer for, well, he said, an album cover he was working on. It took about 15 seconds, and the photographer paid Eldon's family $200. Now, here's the part that might harpoon this whole lawsuit idea. Eldon has posed in recreations of the album cover for various anniversaries of the release of the album over the years. He also has the album emblem tattooed on his chest, so if it was so traumatic for him, then why did he apparently willingly do all that?